Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Emphatically, he said, the DJV show with what's happening, our information heroes are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. I have a feeling of euphoria, excitement, inspiration. When we soar into the air at the beginning of every hour, you can tell how excited I am, rushing into your ears and into your mind through the door marked, "Don't you dare come in here." I don't want to know. I don't want to hear. I don't want to have anybody try to change my mind about things. So if you feel like you're powerless in a world that's going a lot faster than we would like it to, you just calm down, listen to us. We'll put a perspective on things. I want to remind you that we are here as a public service, on your service. What is it? What's that expression? Oh, at your service and on your side, that I like. So it seems the Queen, Jennifer, is taking precautions amid the coronavirus problem as well. She has invested in new gloves, apparently, at Buckingham Palace. Whenever there's a new ceremony, the royal watchers were looking at the gloves that she was wearing.
She hands that off in anyway, though, right?
I didn't think you were supposed to touch.
Yeah, you're supposed to bow.
Yeah, Queen. Yeah.
Which is what I actually am making everybody do now that meets me because of the coronavirus. So instead of shaking hands or hugging, I'm like, down, down, you peon.
Really?
Yeah, it hasn't worked so far, but it is what I'm accepting. Hey, you know, so speaking of the coronavirus, this is actually the story that I wanted to start with. There are a lot of things to do with the coronavirus, right? There's a lot of things that they tell you to do. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, sing happy birthday twice while you're doing it. Wipe down your surfaces with Clorox. There's also some things that they're telling you not to do. One of them is, yes, on self-quarantining, but don't quarantine other people without their permission. There's a story that's gone viral, and it's about a guy who actually locked his wife in the bathroom over fears that she had the coronavirus.
Lovely.
He's a Lithuanian man, and he was worried about catching the coronavirus, and he locked his wife in the bathroom because he thought that she had it. So I guess he's a germaphobe. He took the extreme measure after finding out his wife had met with a Chinese woman who had traveled to Italy. Oh, two whammos. He claimed to have forced her into quarantine in their apartment after consulting on the phone with doctors on how to keep COVID-19 at bay. This is according to the New York Post. His wife managed to call the cops from the bathroom and ask for help. As a precaution, she was tested for the virus. She was found to be clear and has declined to press charges against her husband. So far, there's only one confirmed case of the coronavirus in Lithuania. However, in Italy, there are 79 deaths that have been reported and 25 people have the virus. So don't quarantine yourself. Don't quarantine other people without their permission, please.
May I offer a question or a thought here?
Yes.
Was it Iran? Where'd they let all the prisoners out of jail?
Iran.
It was Iran, right? Yeah. All right. So what do we do?
This makes no sense.
Well, think about it a little bit. What happens is somebody gets that crazy idea here or anywhere and decides to let some of the, or would we just not do that? That's an Iranian thing.
People here are losing it too. My dad went to Costco the other night just to get gas.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, I'm here. I need to get coffee.
Don't you love that? I get gas at Costco for $3.19.
He'll drive 40 miles to get gas at Costco. But he loves it.
I didn't know Costco had gas.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And
it's
in California, it's a cheap alternative.
40 cents a gallon? Yeah.
Yeah, so he makes it a point to find the nearest Costco. He likes Sam's Club, too. They do that.
I got one right up the street from me in Venice. It's right there.
Yeah, he goes to the one in Burbank.
Wait in line. I usually go Sunday morning.
He goes for gas, and he's like, oh, the office needs some coffee pots for the Keurig. So he goes in to get the coffee pots, and apparently he was greeted by a woman who said, I'm sorry, sir, we're out of Clorox wipes and toilet paper. apparently, everybody has been... I thought it was a joke when people said there was a shortage of hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, and toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Not a joke at the Costco. Apparently, they're greeting people at the door, telling them that they're out of stuff because people have been stockpiling it because of the
coronavirus. My friend lives in D.C., and she went to a CVS last night and took a picture and sent it to us. There's a sign on the wall on the front door that says... no hand sanitizer, no toilet paper. There's like a whole list of five things that they were sold out of. So they just were warning people, don't even bother, don't come in, don't ask if these are the things that you're
weird?
Looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
There are a lot of nursing homes around the country that are trying to figure out whether they keep people out. Just if you're a relative or a friend or something, you go to visit someone in a nursing home, they're going to tell you the same. At the door, sorry, you can't come in.
Video call, right.
Yeah. Yep. You want to talk to them on Facebook or, FaceTime, whatever, Skype, but you can't come in. And that may be a practical way of dealing with it to a certain extent anyway. So as the people focus on health, I thought it was interesting that the now the World Health Organization come out with another report this week about air pollution, which around the world is shortening people's life expectancy by an average of 3 years now, according to new estimates. This is a bigger impact than tobacco smoking, violence, come up with anything. Air pollution is the number one source of death in the world. That's pretty damning when you think about it. And I don't know that in this circumstance, coronavirus, obviously, is something that we're dealing with right now. But air pollution is something we will have to continue. And that's why the reason I bring it up isn't so much to give you, now you got the information, but what are we doing about it, really? What focus is there? Instead of my solution to the problem is that we not get so worked up, the news media gets so worked up about the coronavirus. By the way, the flu in this country to this point has killed about 13,000 people in America since the first of the year. So you put all these things in perspective, and you wonder, okay, this is good information, and I'm happy to have it and to pass it along, but do we spend that much time talking about the coronavirus because it's what everybody else is talking about or it's fresh? Or do we tell you that there are other things that are more serious problems, like air pollution? Now, a bigger problem than heart disease, well, it brings on heart disease, it brings on lung disease, it brings on cancer. So there would be less cancer, less heart disease, and less death if there was less air pollution. So do we need to get people to focus on that and become more engaged in the discussion of how to change the realities of air pollution? And it's probably got to start in China, because that's the source of well over 40% of the air pollution that we breathe or that's in, that's globally affecting us. 40% of it comes from China. Did that enter into the discussions in the trade war or any of the other things that we've been trying to get them to do, we collectively, the rest of the world? Is anybody even thinking about that? Is anybody ever?
Well, a lot of people are thinking about it. A lot of people have been talking about it for years.
But they need to be forced into it. Instead of, why are we so interested in
kowtowing to the Paris Chinese? Agreement actually addressed that, but we're not in it anymore, so we don't have a say.
We will be after the election.
Okay.
We'll have fun with this, Jennifer, no matter what.
Here comes November. I know. Can't come soon enough. Let's
comes,
go for Christmas.
Let's go for Santa Claus. Okay, the Good Day Health program, it's on the air. I have a couple of great doctors who talk a good deal now about coronavirus, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and the latest podcast from both of them. We have a podcast a week from the two of them, not together, but individually. Most recent Good Day Health with Dr. Jack focuses on getting into healthcare by using Amazon. We talked about that here, I think, too, didn't we, Victoria? About Amazon offering healthcare, or was that just me confusing the conversation with Jack and you?
I think Amazon wants to get into the prescription drug race.
Yeah, well, they also
want to get into every business.
Yeah. They want to get into every business.
Yeah,
anyway,
sports streaming,
find out
everything.
How they get into the healthcare business. The curiosity factor is probably there for many people because we're all looking for different ways of dealing with healthcare. I had, just as an aside, well, let me tell you, the podcast available, gooddayhealthshow.com, also on iTunes and Spotify and Stitcher and Google and iHeart and TuneIn and wherever you get a podcast. That's and you can get it at Good Day Healthcare, gooddayhealthshow.com, Good Day Healthcare. I got my own healthcare system. Yes. So, ladies, you can rest. I have another year in me, at least, according to Dr. Ken, who yesterday told me the results of all my tests on Monday showed, he said he starts the conversation, because Ken's very quiet about things, and he doesn't get excited about anything. He never gets rattled. He doesn't get, he just is so steady. And so he said to me yesterday, "You're not going to believe this." I said, "Really?" And thinking, what'd they find? Once again, you're the only guy that I have as a patient at this age who has zero cholesterol. I wish I had zero cholesterol. Who has zero calcium, i.e. plaque, in your body. No sign of it anywhere. And so I said, okay, well, the carotid artery seemed to be a problem. He says, yeah, but that's soft plaque. I'm talking about hard plaque that'll kill you. And so I said, without the soft plaque, and your carotids might not do you any good either. He says, no, we're going to take care of that. The rest of it shined. The rest of my body shined, apparently, in this overview. Down the line, maybe it might affect you. It's 19 after on the DJV program.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Sahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music, music, music time here on the DGV program. Every hour we devote this portion of the hour consistently to some musical news about well-known artists and their music. Here's the latest on Genesis. They're confirming today they've reformed and are reforming. They've reformed and are reforming both of those things for the first time.
And they're joining the church.
13 years, right. The Reformation has apparently impressed them. Phil Collins, Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford made the announcement yesterday, the details of their comeback tour. They said they're going to perform a series of shows across the UK later this year. They're going to be joined by Phil's 18-year-old son, Nicholas, who's going to play the drums. They were formed at Chart House, school in Surrey, England, back in the 60s, where they went to school. They enjoyed success with hits like Invisible Touch, I Can't Dance, Throwing It All Away. I'm not a big fan of Genesis, and it's kind of like I like Lionel Richie by himself. I don't even like Phil Collins by himself, and never have, really. So you, the rest of you can enjoy this. But
well, I'm not a Phil Collins fan.
All right, so why are we taking time? All right, next, let's get to Britney Spears.
Well, maybe we don't like the Genesis, but that's a huge story that a lot of older dads are very happy about.
Kara, is that true about your dad?
I just told you how he takes the CD player out on the beach and listens to Genesis. So, yes, he's probably real into this.
Okay. I think we've given him enough of a heads up, don't you think? We can go on to something else. Here we go. All right.
I'm just going to keep playing it.
To annoy us. Right, exactly. Britney Spears in the musical focus today. The Britney-inspired musical Once Upon a More... Once Upon One More Time, found its Prince Charming, American Idol alum Justin Guarini, who was season one runner-up to the show's winner, Kelly Clarkson. What has he been doing? What's he been doing since then?
He's been doing Broadway stuff.
Really? I hadn't heard much about him.
Yeah. He was in Wicked, American Idiot, which is the Green Day musical, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Romeo and Juliet, and then he was in 2 years ago, In Transit. So he's been busy. He's been getting work.
Oh, good.
He's just obviously, you know, coming in second place to Kelly Clarkson didn't help his career at all.
Get together, do you think?
I think Kelly Clarkson. He was on the Kelly Clarkson show sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably right before announcing this.
How's that show doing, by the way?
I don't know what the ratings are, but I think it's great. She does Kelly-oke on, like, every episode where she comes out, the audience picks a song that they want to hear from her, and then she comes out and sing it. I have never heard someone be able to do any genre. She can do any song, and she sounds amazing.
Good for her.
Four I hope the ratings are good, because I think she deserves to get renewed.
Yeah, she's very likable. Very likable. Four Weddings and a Funeral fan favorite, Simon Callow. As opposed to Simon, the other Simon. What's his last name, Simon?
Cowell.
Cowell. That's it. This is Callow.
Very different.
Narrates Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a More Time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's a
Once Upon a One More Time.
Yeah, well. Okay.
That's the name of it. It's a stupid name, but that is the name of it.
It is a stupid name, right. That's very stupid. All right, anyway, the pre-Broadway run starts in Chicago's Nederlander Theater April 14th. Opening night is the 30th of April. Closes May 17th. The show weaves into Britney's top 40 hits, including Baby One More Time, Oops, I Did It Again, Stronger, Toxic, and Lucky. So she's not going to be in it. But it was about her life, right?
It's the trend of jukebox musicals, and they're just using her music, but with a, you know, telling a different story. So it's not about her. It's like kind of a fantasy of, you know, fairy tales blended. But this is a trend that Broadway has been doing now for a couple of years, and it seems to be working.
Have you seen one of them on Broadway? One of those shows?
I have not, but I've heard good things about a bunch of them.
Oh, okay. All right, where are we? Looks like 28 past the hour, doesn't it, boys and girls? Look at that clock. 28 past on the DJV show. It's getting late.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Noda. With kids back in school, it's especially important for parents to reinforce habits to help children be healthy and successful during the school year. One of the most important is getting a good night's sleep.
The amount of sleep that a child needs is that much, which will ensure that they're going to be alert and able to function most efficiently during the day. But if we were to try to boil it down to specific numbers, for teenagers, it seems they need about 7.5 to 8.5 hours of sleep at night.
Pediatric neurologist Dr. Suresh Kodigal says elementary school-aged and younger kids need even more sleep.
9 to 10 hours of sleep, yes. That includes a daytime nap, of course. And napping is actually quite common in children below the age of 3.5, 4 years of age. So having one nap a day would be pretty important for them.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that. Because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, you know, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now 34 at the hour on today's DJV program, it's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Isn't it exciting that all of us get together every single day and we talk with authority? We are the leaders, the thought leaders of the country, right? Disciplined hard work has got us to this point, and now we're just great. Don't you like it? Credit goes where credit is deserved. I think that's actually, I really am thinking about what the benefits are to keep you engaged in what we're talking about. And one of the great ways of doing it is to talk about what you eat, because we all love to eat. We all love to talk about what we eat. So Victoria's got some food news here that we can chew on.
Yep.
See what I'm doing there? Yeah.
Yes. So very clever. So if you are someone who observes Lent, then Chick-fil-A wants you to know that you can pop in, and for their limited time until Easter, you can get their fish sandwich. That's a new thing that they've brought back. Apparently they do bring this back. I think they did it last year for Lent, and it was very popular. And it's fried cod, and so that's if you observe Lent, you don't eat meat, but you can eat fish. And so Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A having a religious sort of slant. I guess, right? That's the way to put it. So
they don't open on Sunday because the guy runs it doesn't right. want people to work on the Lord's Day.
Exactly. So now you can have the Lord's fish sandwich.
Yeah, you know, Arby's has... I saw an ad for Arby's last night, and they took a real shot
gross me out.
At, what, the fish ad? Or just...
Oh, no, I haven't seen the fish one,
no,
but Arby's
we've
with
got
all
the meat ones,
ugh.
Yeah.
It's like sweaty meat. Ugh, gross.
No, this was a fish thing. It showed a McDonald's square piece of fish. And then they have
square
their
fish is totally natural.
Yeah, right. And then they have their fish that looks like a piece of fish. And so they were touting the value of that. Okay, so
well,
that's,
then that's also a good place to go if you're observing Lent. A lot of, for whatever reason, maybe people are just, you know, all these restaurants are trying to get people excited for spring or something, but Wendy's has a freebie going on now through April 6th on their app, and you get a free honey butter chicken biscuit with a purchase and using the app for a coupon. That was to celebrate, their national launch of breakfast, because, you know, Wendy's is now in the breakfast
now
game.
Now doing breakfast, yep.
And one of the best things.
Does anybody eat at home anymore? Am I the only guy that eats at home? Good
probably.
Lord.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, the answer is no. And yeah. I think I just read a study that something like 2/3 of Americans' calories come from restaurant food now.
Oh, yeah.
That's
now,
a lot.
Answer this for me, would you please, ladies?
And then I'm getting Dairy Queen because this is a good one.
DQ, right. Dairy Queen. Yep.
Yes, Dairy Queen, yeah. DQ. So in honor of its 80th birthday, I did not know Dairy Queen has been around for 80 years, but yep. This is their 80th year. And so they have a buy one, get one deal that's happening right now on blizzards, which are delicious. So now through March 15th, when
sugar
you buy one.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar. Sugar!
When yeah. you buy a Blizzard, you can get a second Blizzard for 80 cents to honor their 80th birthday. Delicious. Yes. Yeah.
So why is it that these restaurants think people want cheese on their fish sandwich? What is more disgusting
I don't know. Fish
than
and cheese
a piece
weird.
Of cheese
But you know what? I don't know why you're
fish.
Complaining. You put fish in chili.
Well,
he puts fish in everything. Yeah. He's such a kitchen sink cooker. Everything but the kitchen sink goes into every recipe that Doug makes.
Okay, thank you.
But I agree with you, though. Cheese and fish is weird.
Fish. Ugh, yakabunga. All right, so now we have something new. We've heard about the Impossible Burger. Now, apparently, there is Impossible Pork. Pork that's made from plants, not pigs.
But why would anyone who's a vegetarian or a vegan, why would you even want the taste of pork? Like,
they're
I haven't
reluctant
eaten,
vegans.
I haven't eaten anything on four legs since high school. I don't want the taste of beef. I don't want the taste of pork.
This
like, I don't
pork
understand who this audience is.
It's made from heme, which is a plant-based, just the name of it makes you disgusted, a plant-based protein that mimics the texture and flavor of pork.
Sorry, this is just gross.
Wow. So now they're going to bring in the Impossible Sausage to Burger King. The Impossible Burger, and now they got the Impossible Sausage.
Well, Dunkin' Donuts has a fake sausage, too, but it's from the Beyond Company. So there's Impossible Company and Beyond Meat, so they have the Beyond Sausage.
They've made soy sausage, though, haven't they, forever?
Don't they have the Impossible Whopper, too? Is Dunkin' Burger?
That's Impossible Burger.
I mean,
no,
Whopper. Sorry. At Wendy's. Game. You were talking about Wendy's serving breakfast. Don't they have some kind of an Impossible something there?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
I know the Impossible
Is there a
Whopper
chicken?
Steak.
Is there an Impossible chicken?
Oh,
they
make
be an
fake
impossible
chicken, too. Yeah, there is. It's gross. Yeah. It's like rubbery. It's just,
The rubber chicken. Rubber chicken, you're the one.
People have avoided rubber chicken at banquets for a century, and yet now they want to make rubber chicken. Like, it tastes the same thing. It's gross.
Yeah, all these politicians all laugh, or you all hear the politicians talk about all the rubber chicken that they eat while they're on the road. But they have, they're all rubber chicken things. Yeah. All right, we continue our focus on food and the farm with the Old Bay Seasoning Company. Launching a new hot sauce, McCormick & Company, spice purveyor. They make Old Bay. I even know that I have Old Bay in my seasoning thing. I don't ever use it, but
I feel like this
know
is also old news.
It's like, we're only about a month behind on this one.
We talked about this a month ago. People
is this
were driving.
Good for you? Is it good for you, this
hot
stuff?
Hot sauce is good for you, yeah. Yeah. There isn't a lot of junk
about
in
the
it.
Sinuses, yes.
All right. All right, here's something you haven't heard, Dan. I'm sorry that I was a month behind on that one. Cosmic Crisp Apples.
Oh, they're so good. They're so delicious.
Have you tasted them?
They are really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're gigantic, the ones I've had. They're, like, bigger than your head. But
they're new
really
on the market.
They're all genetically modified.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Yeah. And delicious, by the way.
They're, like, made in a lab.
It doesn't sound like the other ladies are that worried about it being genetically modified. That's how all the apple things come into there. They're all. You know what they do is they take a twig off of one tree and they put it on another tree, and they have through that they homogenize. And in that way, they become.
I think it's even more than that. It's at the seed level.
A hybrid.
They splice the seeds, and they took a seed from some apple that is larger, and then they mixed it with a smaller one that was sweeter, and then that's how they got the crispy.
It's officially known. It was a product of work research done at Washington State University. Washington State is where they grow lots and lots of apples. It's officially known as WA38. So I can, when you go into the store, I'm going to ask the clerk, can I have some WA38 apples, please? Sure, I'll get taken care of.
That sounds like something from a sci-fi movie. It's like from The Matrix.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Cosmic Crisp. I have not ever tasted one, but I'm going to look for them now that I see that they're around.
Do you ever eat Honey Crisp?
I do.
Yeah, they're kind of similar to Honey Crisp. They're just, I don't know, a little bit more sweet, a little bit more tart.
Come over, my dad's got about 12 of them on his kitchen table right now.
I want a firm, sweet apple that's juicy. That's what I want. I don't want Macintosh is awful. Ugh, Macintosh apples are ours. And anything else that's soft. There's nothing worse than biting into a soft apple.
These ones are not soft, so you get a nice
crisp
bite. Yeah, when you bite them.
No, they're scientifically engineered to stay crispy.
Yeah.
So have at it, Doug.
All right. Pizza Hut's adding beer to their delivery service. Do you know that? Slice of pizza and cold beer. How much of a factor? I always wonder about. We talk about the delivery services now. And was it the other day we were talking about 90% markup on some of the stuff that those, right? So Pizza Hut, does anybody order from Pizza Hut? Does anybody even eat at Pizza Hut?
First of all, I love Pizza Hut. But there isn't a Pizza Hut within an hour of me here in New Jersey. I don't know why.
Hmm.
And there aren't any in New York or in Manhattan either. I don't know. I don't know what.
So now you can add an ice cold beer to. I thought
that
was
makes perfect sense.
It does. Is there a law against delivering beer though in some states?
Yes,
you have to go,
New Jersey.
Huh? Yeah, I would have thought that.
But you can deliver alcohol. I just found out from Amazon Fresh to your house. Winning.
Really?
But you have to have an adult who will sign for it.
Oh. Jan, let's see here.
So
Phoenix
the same thing.
They started in Phoenix. With this, and now it's expanding nationwide. Let's see. You've got, this makes sense. You're not going to send a bottle of beer if you're not licensed to. The many Pizza Huts have beer licenses? I guess that's the idea. That's the bottom line, right?
I don't. The ones near me don't. They're like walk-in kind of, you know?
Yeah.
You just walk in and pick up. But they
used to have
Pizza Hut restaurants. When I was a kid, we used to have them.
Yeah, the Pizza Hut restaurants around here. Yeah. You can get your choice of Budweiser, Bud Light, Shock Top and Kilt Lifter. What is that? I don't even know what that is. Must be local. Shock Top.
Shock
is that
Top, I know, because my brother drinks that.
It's
like a craft beer.
It must lift your kilt.
Yeah, Shock Top is like kind of a fruity, like orange.
Right, so what happens?
Like blue moon,
I'm going to play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I'm a parent, and I've gone out, and the kids call Pizza Hut in order. Would you just say you got to be 18 to sign for it?
You have to have a parent who will sign, or you have to have someone who's over 21 to sign for it. They do check your ID.
Yeah, I don't think
I've ordered alcohol from. I don't know how Pizza Hut works because I haven't ordered
none
alcohol.
None of the delivery drivers are going to hand you a beer if you're obviously a teenager.
But I do know.
Show ID, because they're not going to be held responsible for that.
Yeah, I ordered champagne from Amazon Fresh when I was having my Christmas party, and they made sure you had to have someone sign, so my mom had to come over and sign for it.
What, did your house last Christmas?
Could you not sign up for it? Or?
This last Christmas. No, because I wasn't home.
Oh, okay. I was like, did they not think you were 21?
Yeah.
Well, normally I just have Amazon just leave the stuff on my doorstep, but this time they say, oh, no, you have to have someone sign.
Really? Huh. In-N-Out Burger is growing, Jennifer. Big time. They've expanded. They were basically a Southern California deal, right? They've been in business 60-some-odd years. And they now are expanding
Do they exist anywhere beyond California?
Yeah. Now they're in Nevada, they're
Texas,
in
Arizona,
in the West.
Oregon. They're opening up 50 new spots in Colorado.
With all that weed consumption, that's a smart
In-N-Out
business move.
Is just good.
It's Why? Good. Does burger go well with weed?
Munchies.
Snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You need to learn all of this before you start selling, right? Like, weed off of your farm.
I'm not selling weed. The weed's not coming off my farm. We're a retail distributor. We're growers and retail
distributors. Well, if you're going to be in the weed business,
you should know the one thing about weed is that it gives you munchies.
Really?
Okay. Yes. That's just culturally, you should know that. Like, everyone knows that.
Really?
Which is exactly the opposite of what the CDC says.
12 before the hour.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. 53 past the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something that is new, and they're intended to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is, that these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned. And perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past. You were successfully treated. It gets reactivated. And also, there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes, and the drugs are not sensitive to it. And that was the whole area we talked about earlier, about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another a good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated. Are we in danger of anything else like TB coming back. Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is there's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets and that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. Well, it is what it is, but that smart toilet, that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that?
I would probably want to give my urine to the doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting, but there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market, but whether you want to...
It's be a pioneer in that area.
Right. Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell or platelet-rich plasma, we're talking about this off the
PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections capsules and PRP the same?
Is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections dug of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.